Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Hirsch Martin. Batting second. The second baseman, Del Young. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Kline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dolph Camilli. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Maury Arnovich. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Whitney. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Atwood. Batting eighth. The shortstop, George Sherin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wayne LeMaster. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Wayne LeMaster. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Joe Marty. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry French. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry French. And now, play ball. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin takes first base on ball four. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball towards right. Demery catches it and throws to Gerges, who relays to Collins to double up Martin. Two outs. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is called out on strikes. One out. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery takes first base on ball four. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Demery moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Demery moves to third. Heck moves to second. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. Demery scores. Heck moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Cubs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. LeMaster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hack scores. Marty moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster bunts towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Atwood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins strikes out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0-for-1 in the game. Camilli hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Marty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Arnovich hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitney hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Atwood hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Demery. Atwood reaches second base with a double. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-1 in the game. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-1 in the game. French hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Wayne LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Martin bunts towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. Herman hits a line drive towards short. Sherin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Demery hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-2 in the game. Klein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0-for-2 in the game. Camilli hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0-for-2 in the game. Arnovich hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Marte bunts towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. Hartnett moves to second. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gerges hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 2 in the game. French strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Atwood hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 2 in the game. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leo Norris pinch hits for Wayne LeMaster. Leo Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Orville Jorgens now pitching. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 3 in the game. Gallen hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 3 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Wilson pinch hits for Dell Young. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 3 in the game. Klein hits a pop-up towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and Philadelphia Phillies, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.